It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. To call Connie LeMay one of Lake Superior's biggest boosters is an understatement. The Duluth, Minnesota native was raised on the shores of the greatest lake. LeMay is editor of Lake Superior Magazine, the monthly publication of regional travel, food, nature, and history. Later this year, Connie will take the classic circle tour of Lake Superior, dropping into numerous natural and man-made destinations. LeMay's recent magazine article, The Circle in Pictures, celebrates the vivid landscape photography of John Hino and John Kay while serving as a preview to her journey. WKAR's Peter Worf spoke with Connie LeMay earlier this week about places like Wemet Canyon and Aguasaban Falls, two scenes from Superior's wild beauty.
As you can see from the photos, absolutely spectacular landscapes. The thing about Wemet Canyon that's particularly intriguing is that, and they don't allow tours down to the bottom of the canyon, but you can walk around the top and be able to see it. But at the bottom of the canyon are Arctic plants. It's because of, I think, the depth of the canyon itself, which is nearly 330 feet down. It's cool enough, even during the summer, that Arctic plants are able to grow. So it's probably the farthest south you would ever see those kinds of plants.
The farthest south you'd see these Arctic plants, and yet the spectacular landscape there at Wemet Canyon Park is almost Grand Canyon-like in appearance.
Well, of course, it's the old Canadian Shield formations. You've got the wonderful rock canyon sides that are, it really is a spectacular area as well.
And Aguasaban Falls and Terrace Bay, as you said, the photography here in the Circle in Pictures article is spectacular with this incredible fall and then a racing river down at the bottom, and the landscape is just incredibly wild with the mountains in the background too.
Yes, and the other thing about it is that while you're getting this very wilderness view, there's a nice boardwalk to the overlook, so it's more accessible than having to hike through a lot of rough areas. So there are trails there that if you want to take a little more of adventure, you certainly can. But at the same time, a lot of these spectacular sites around the Circle Tour are accessible close to completely accessible, or else fairly easy hikes, depending on your abilities. The other thing, if you're looking at that particular spread, next to that, the double falls, and Aguasaban Falls has two falls kind of, together that you can see. But you'll notice the wonderful cobblestone beach, is also right in next to Terrace Bay. So these two, both of these two entities are near Terrace Bay, which is toward the top of Lake Superior. Nipigon is the absolute north, point north on Lake Superior, and that has a brand new park called Paddle to the Sea Park that the city put together. And for people who know the book Paddle to the Sea, which is about a little native boy who puts a carved canoe into a little Indian figure into the water at Lake Nipigon, and it travels all the way to France in the children's book through Lake Superior. So Paddle to the Sea, and Nipigon is Lake Nipigon is one of the tributaries into the Nipigon River into Lake Superior. So it's all about traversing Lake Superior and all of the Great Lakes, actually. So they have a nice little theme park called Paddle to the Sea based on that children's book.
North of Lake Superior, in the Nipigon country, that's where Paddle was born one winter in a little cabin deep in the woods. Now, that cabin was not only far away from the sea, it was also far above the level of the sea. And that's why the boy who lived there got a cedar log from the woods and started to carve Paddle to the Sea.
Then the next place, if you're going to see another familiar children's character, is White River, Ontario, where they have a statue to Winnie the Pooh. And the reason they have a statue there is because the actual bear Winnipeg, was purchased by a British soldier in Canada and brought to England. And then he eventually gave the cub to the London Zoo. And A.A. Milne, who wrote the Winnie the Pooh books, took his son there. They used to love watching Winnipeg, the bear cub, and eventually the bear. And that's what he based his Winnie the Pooh books on. So there's a nice little statue there to Winnie the Pooh, and they have a festival every year celebrating Winnie the Pooh.
Some of the stories and sights from the circle tour around Lake Superior. And speaking with Connie LeMay, editor of Lake Superior magazine, we're talking about some of the iconic stories and sights around that tour. You mentioned a couple of those stories. A couple of the sights that are so iconic are those lighthouses. We see two of those from Michigan. The Point Iroquois Lighthouse, and then also the Apostle Islands National Lighthouse. Love that one with the circular lighthouse and then the beautiful lighthouse keeper's house just below that, both in that beautiful whitewash.
Yes, yeah, and Lake Superior actually has 32 or 34 lighthouses around the lake, many of them accessible by land. The Michigan Island lighthouse that you described there, the whitewashed circular tower, is on Michigan Island, but there are some great cruise tours of the Apostle Islands, and there are 7 or 8 lighthouses on the islands there. There are 22 islands in the Apostles, 21 of which are a part of the National Lakeshore, and one, Madeline Island, is the only island on Lake Superior that has a year-round population on it. And so that's a Wisconsin area, but another gorgeous place to spend time. The Point Iroquois, like in Michigan, and Michigan has many wonderful lighthouses, too. Michigan is called the shipwreck coast of Lake Superior because the section of Michigan from the Sioux Locks over past the Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore was one of the main areas that ships would go down. It also happens to be the area where the Edmund Fitzgerald in Canadian waters went down. So it is a dangerous but a beautiful coast, and the Point Iroquois Light is in that area.
We are now on the shore of Lake Superior, the largest of the Great Lakes, in a region that is noted for its tourist allure. Among the many tributaries of Lake Superior is the Tequamenon River, which flows through the land that inspired Henry Wadsworth Longfellow to write his immortal story of Hiawatha.
Connie LeMay, editor of Lake Superior magazine, talking about a bit of the circle tour around Lake Superior that she'll be taking a little bit later on this year. Connie, thanks very much.
Oh, thank you so much, Peter. I hope people do consider doing a circle tour, or even just one day, one place is a good idea.
For Current State, this is Peter Wolf.
And it is here that we now conclude our roaming in Michigan.